This weekend in the UK, it is the Platinum Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. Now, I'm not really a royalist, but this is such a big event in the UK. I thought it might be something interesting to talk about. And because this is Adept English, while you're listening to me, your brain will be learning English, learning everyday English conversation. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So the Jubilee weekend is here, and we are celebrating the reign, that's R-E-I-G-N, of Queen Elizabeth II. She's been around a long time. She's probably the world's best known monarch. So she's known and respected all over the world. I'm not really a royalist, but I do respect the Queen. She's 96 years old and she is still doing her job. That commands respect. Queen Elizabeth II came to the throne, so she became Queen in 1952, when her father, George VI, died. 1952, 2022, this year is her Platinum Jubilee, so the 70th anniversary since she became Queen. Her popularity was fairly assured during the 1950s and the 1960s. Probably her popularity took its biggest dip around the time of the death of Princess Diana. She was much criticised in the press, in the newspapers, in the UK and around the world for not acknowledging the death of Princess Diana, or certainly taking a while to do this. However, in recent years, the Queen has become much more popular again. One of the factors, I believe, in this is the release of the TV series The Crown. If you haven't watched it, that would be a great English language listening exercise to watch The Crown, possibly with English subtitles to help you. The Crown has been watched all over the world and it's very entertaining. The Crown may not always be an entirely realistic portrayal. It's not all of it quite true, but it's very entertaining and it makes the Queen and other members of the royal family seem much more human. And she's part of history. She started her reign under Winston Churchill, so the start of the series documents her relationship with Winston Churchill. Series 5 of The Crown is due to be released later this year. I can't wait. People don't seem to have quite the same liking and respect for her son, Prince Charles. He's the one who will become King of the United Kingdom. He's the one who will become King when the Queen dies. For a lot of people, they hold against Prince Charles the fact that he had an affair, a relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles, when he was married to Princess Diana. However, Charles has been married to Camilla for many years now, and I think on the whole that people in the UK have forgiven her and seen that she's willing to put in the hard work being a member of the royal family as well. In February this year, the Queen commented that she would like Camilla to have the title Queen Consort rather than being Queen Camilla. So I'm sure that when the time comes, that's what will happen. I'm not sure what sort of king Prince Charles will make, but we will see. On the whole, people do like Prince Charles's sons. William and Harry are popular. And even despite difficulties in recent years between them, Harry and Meghan, of course, live in the United States and William and Kate live here. People still like William and Harry. In the press in the UK, you can find that there are two distinct camps. There are those who support William and Kate and those who support Harry and Meghan. That story's still evolving. Maybe that will be featured in some future episode of The Crown. Maybe if it gets to around series 10 or 11, we'll get onto this bit. Just pausing there for a minute to remind you that if you're a regular listener to our podcasts and you haven't done our 7 Rules of Adept English course yet, then you are missing out. This course gives really important tips and advice about how to use the podcasts so that they give you the most advantage for your English language learning. It's really easy to sign up for this course. You just go to our website at adeptenglish.com and put in your email address. And the course is in the form of videos. And if you get right to the end of this course, there are some discount codes which are well worth having for our courses so that you can carry on with your learning. There are all kinds of celebrations planned for this weekend. We already have today, Thursday and Friday off work. We have a 4-day weekend, a holiday because of the Platinum Jubilee. And what I might call British eccentricity is in evidence all over the place. Eccentricity, E-C-C-E-N-T-R-I-C-I-T-Y. That's a great word. What it means is something that's not normal, something that's different, something that is whimsical and a bit fun. So lots of things that people are doing at the moment are full of British eccentricity, a fitting way to celebrate the Jubilee. An example of this eccentricity that I have observed locally, there is a trend, and there has been since the lockdown in the UK, for knitted postbox covers. Knitted postbox covers. So the verb to knit, K-N-I-T in English, that's when you get wool, yarn, and long knitting needles, and you go clickety-clickety-click, and you knit something. It might be a scarf or a jumper. That's to knit. And this trend in the UK is for knitted postbox covers. So we have our familiar red postboxes where if you want to post a letter and use the Royal Mail, that's where you put your letter into the postbox. If you drive round and about the place, you'll see that people have made knitted covers for the tops of the post boxes. We've had one on our local post box for probably around a year. Periodically, it changes. There was Wallace and Gromit last year. Then there were Minions. Then we had a Christmas one. And in recent weeks, I noticed that there is a beautiful knitted image of the Queen and her Beefeaters on our local post box. Nobody seems to know who creates these things and who puts them on. Presumably they go out in the middle of the night and they change them. But there are an army of knitters, of craftspeople in the UK creating knitted tops for our post boxes. You can see them all over the place. It's not just where I live, it's all across the country. So at the moment, there are lots and lots of Jubilee celebration knitted postbox covers, images in knitting of the Queen to be seen. How eccentric is that? What will I be doing for the Jubilee apart from enjoying 4 days off? Well, as I said, I'm not that much of a royalist. I might visit London, but the one thing I thought I would do for the Jubilee, I was interested in the competition that was held in the UK on UK television for the best Jubilee pudding. And the pudding which won that competition was a trifle. That's T-R-I-F-L-E. A trifle is a very traditional British pudding. It's got what we call fruit jelly at the bottom. It's probably got fruit in it as well. It's kind of in layers, and then there's a layer of custard. That's C-U-S-T-A-R-D. And on the top, we have a big layer of whipped cream. Very nice. The Jubilee pudding was a kind of extension of this. It's got at the bottom pieces of Swiss roll. These are like a spiral of cake that sit at the side of the glass that the pudding is in. And you can see through the pudding at the bottom because it's made of jelly, orange and lemon jelly. This pudding has amaretti biscuits on the top, and it's also got a nice layer of mandarin coulis. So a mandarin is a type of orange, and a coulis is like a fruit sauce that's been reduced, that's been boiled down. So it's very thick and very tasty. This pudding is also adorned by white chocolate bark. So that is white chocolate with pieces of candied peel and dried fruit stuck into it. So my plan is, on the Jubilee weekend, whatever else I do, I will make Jubilee pudding. And I think I can probably persuade my son to help me with that. I think he might just enjoy doing that. Better get to the shop and get my ingredients, as I'm pretty sure I won't be the only one this weekend making Jubilee pudding. I better get there quickly before they run out of lemon and orange jelly. Happy Platinum Jubilee weekend to you. Hope you have a good weekend. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.